People can hear me? Yes?
Yes.
That's ready.
Okay. So yesterday we learned the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daven on the base, going over to the top of Hey Omer Aleph, that you have written in the Pasuk, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, V'Chag HaSukkos. So the way we pasken that you only violate Baal Teacher in Shalosh HaGolim, so we understand why it says, why it mentions the three Yamim Tov. And if you're all like Reb Shimon, that you only vaday bal teach the shalosh golem kisidron, so we certainly understand why it has Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos, well, Chag HaSukkos is there in Parshas Kiseitze in the context of that din of bal teach. But according to the other Tanoim, that you violate bal teach, Reb Meir holds you violate Regel Rishon, just like the essay of Asa Shama Vesu Shama's Regel Rishon, so Reb Meir holds that you violate bal teach Regel Rishon. The love and the essay are the same. Or there was Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Shimon by Chayisam, Reb Lozer, Shimon holds you violate with Sukkos alone, or you violate with two regalim you violate. So why does it put together Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos? So the Gemara says, on the last line, and Dalad and Malaf, L'may Hilchus Ekas Rachmane, L'Chag HaSukkos, and the Gemara says, L'Kushe, L'Chag HaMatzos, it's a Hekesh. That just like Chag HaMatzos is ton lina, you have to stay overnight, so too Chag HaSukkos is ton lina. So how do you know the original din? Where does it say Chag HaMatzos that is ton lina? So it says, if Anisa Baboike Behalachta Le'oi Halecho, it wasn't goofy at all in the second line, if Anisa Baboike Behalachta Le'oi Halecho, when is Baboike? The morning of Yantif or the morning the first day of Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara assumes it means the first day of Chol HaMoed. Maybe it means if Anisa Baboike, you eat the Korban Pesach last night and you go home on Yontif in the morning. So Rashi, this same Gemara appears in Chagiga, and Daf Yud Zayin on the base. Same Tosfos on an Aleph there and on the base. So there Rashi comments, how do you know if Anisa Baboike means Chol HaMoed? If the fellow lives in Galil or he lives in the Negev, how can he go back home on the first day Yontif? It'll be a violation of Tchumen. That's where Rashi writes there. So Tosfos quotes the Rashi, and they ask, that's only a valid argument if you hold like Rabbi Akiva that Tchumen is deraisa. But we don't paskan like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says in several places that we assume that din is not like Rabbi Akiva. So Tosfos says one could perhaps understand Rashi's pshat if you would follow the opinion in the Yerushalmi. In the end of the first perik in Erevin, that the Yerushalmi says, even though there's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and a Chachamim regarding tchumin of Alpai Mama is 1 mil. So Rabbi Kiva learns that from this week's Sedra, that you give Ori Halavim, and you give a Mados and Michutz Ler Alpai Mama, and he figures out from that parsha, from the end of Chumash Bamidbar, that Alpai Mama around the city, the whole city is Kedal Adamizdomi. Alpai Mama and Bichutz Leir is the Tchum Shabbos. So if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, so Alpai Mama is the Raisa. But the Gemara says, if you don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, so the Yerushalmi says, but even the Chachamim who don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion, but they think that perhaps Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. Where do you get to Shir Yud Beis Mil? Because Machne Yisrael in the Midbar, they camped in a rectangular shape. So the Gemara says that was approximately Yud Beis Mil al Yud Beis Mil. Al Yetzi Ish Memkoma is the pasuk that you're not allowed to go chutz letchum. So according to Rabbi Akiva, chutz letchum is chutz lemil. 1 mil is alpai mama. According to the Rabban, chutz lemil is yud base mil. That'll be a din derais. So Tosfos says Rashi's interpretation that if Anisa Baboike must refer to the first day Chol HaMoed, it can't be referring to the Yontif, because you can't, if you live in Tel Aviv, or you live in Golan, or you live in Be'er Sheva or something, so you can't go so far, that's Nicha if you're like Rabbi Akiva, or if you're like Yerushalmi. But then Tosfos time is that the Bavli does not hold like that. The Rif, at the end of the first Perek in Erevin, quotes that Yerushalmi. Shalmi says that Yud Beis Mil, maybe, it's questionable, maybe that it's a Din Tchum Deraisa. What's it doing at the end of the first Perek in Erevin? The Mishnah there says, Abod Varim Patru Bamachne, the Jewish army sponsored by the Jewish government has a din of Machne Yisrael. You have to have, we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, there's Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Umas Olam. So Malchei Yisrael means if you have a Jewish government controlling Eretz Yisrael. We said even if the Queen of England happens to be Jewish, but she rules over England, she doesn't rule over Eretz Yisrael. Or you have the Turks or the British are ruling over Eretz Yisrael, that's not called Malchei Yisrael. It has to be a Jewish government ruling over Eretz Yisrael. So if that Jewish government ruling over Eretz Yisrael sponsors an army of Jewish soldiers, that's called Machne Yisrael. How many soldiers, let's say the British army had a Jewish league, had a battalion of soldiers that were Jewish. That's a Jewish battalion of soldiers in a Goyish army. That's not called Machne Yisrael. If you have a Jewish army sponsored by the Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, then has the din of Machne Yisrael. Chazanish wrote that Sefer on Erevin when the Haganah was fighting the war before the Hakamas HaMedina. So he says the Palmach and Haganah, they don't have a din of Machne Yisrael. It's a Jewish army. It's not sponsored by a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. There was no Jewish government yet. They didn't declare the Medina yet. They were just terrorizing the British to get them out of the way. So that's not yet a din of Malchus Yisrael. How many soldiers do you have to have together in the army base that it should be considered a Machne Yisrael? So the Rabbeinu Chananel on that Mishnah at the end of the first Perek in Erevin quotes that there are different opinions in the Yerushalmi. One opinion is it's based on the Parshas HaShavua when they had the Melchemes Midyan. So it says that they were instructed to take Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata, Shteim Asa, Elef Chalutzei Tzavo. The one opinion I think is in Yerushalmi you have to have 12,000 soldiers on the army base, and less than that is not called a Machne Yisrael. The other opinion is not Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata. You have 1,000. You have 1,000 soldiers. So that's already called a Machne Yisrael. They had to have 12,000 from each Sheva, but since Elef Lamata is 1,000 soldiers. And the Chazon Ish writes that it would appear, I think, in the Magen Mishnah, that we accept the third opinion in Yerushalmi, that you have to have 10 soldiers. Because Kol Be'asor Shchin Tosharyev, you have 10 Jewish people together. So Leitchik used to talk about that Gemara's Lashon Kol Be'asor Shchin Tosharyev. So he would say, 10 Jews reading the Magen Shanal, well, they're reading the Yiddish newspaper, so the Shchin, reading the New York Times. Shchin Tosharyev, it's been 10 Jews who are saying a Dovah Shebikdusha. If they're davening, that's a tzibah. If they're learning Torah or something. So what do you mean, 10 Jews, they're fighting the Melchama, 10 Jews who are soldiers? The Pasuk says in Chumash, the soldiers have to be careful. In addition to everything else, the soldiers have to take with them a shovel. So the Shabta v'chisisa is tzeyasecha. They have to go to Beis HaKisa, they should cover it up. Because so you have to be careful if you want the Shekhinah to be there to help you win the war. So have to. That's what an army is all about. They want to win the war. So you have to make sure that there's no meraglaim and there's no tzoya and there's no erva. The Shekhinah should not be seen. The Shekhinah will leave. So we learn out from those psukim that keneged erva, keneged tzoya, keneged meraglaim, you know, by the davin. You're not allowed to learn Torah. So the question is, but who's talking about learning Torah? Talking about fighting in a war. So the Netziv has a very unusual interpretation, very strange. In the Hakdamah, he wrote a commentary as a teenager. He wrote a commentary on the Shiltas, and he printed it in three volumes, first on Bereshis and Shmos, and then on Vayikra, and then the third volume is Bamidbar and Dvarim. And he wrote the Hakdamah. It's called Kidmas HaEmek. The Haimik Sha'ala is the name of the commentary on the Shiltas. And the Kidmas HaEmek is the Hakdama that was originally printed in installments, the first third and the first edition of the Shiltas, the second installment and the second edition. Now, Mosad Rav Kook prints the whole commentary of the Netziv on the Shiltas. So they put all the three parts together. In fact, you can buy it as a separate Sefer, the Sefer Kidmas HaEmek. And they now the edition that they have from Eretz Yisrael, they have footnotes and they give you all the Marmakimus. Every time he's quoting a Gemara or a source, a Medrash or something, so they tell you exactly where the Gemara is. So in his Hagdamah to his commentary on the Shultas, the Kidmas HaEmek, it's really Hagdamah to Torah Shebaal Peh. It doesn't really have that much to do with the Shultas. It's a Hagdamah to learning Torah Shebaal Peh. Along the lines like the Prima Gadim's Psicha Kalelus to Orach Chaim, which is not really specifically a psicha Torah Chaim, it's a psicha to all of Torah Shebaal Peh. Then at the Prima Gadim, at the end of the general introduction to all of Torah Shebaal Peh, He has a psicha to Hilchas Brachas, a psicha to Hilchas Kriyashma, psicha to Hilchas Tefillah, to Hilchas Pesach, to Hilchas Shabbos. But the main psicha kolelis is really a psicha kolelis, a general introduction to all of Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's what the psicha of the Netziv to the Shilts also. It's really an introduction to all of Torah Shabbat Peh. So he gives a very strange interpretation. He quotes many sources from Bavli and Midrashim. One of them is a Gemara, I think, in Makkos. Omnes ha'iraglein b'sharayach Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Omnes ha'iraglein b'Muhammad, the Jewish army is successful in battle, and the schus of the Shari and the schus of the yeshivas in Yerushalayim, where they sit and they learn. So he develops this idea based on that and many other sources. That all Muhammads in the world are the fault of the Jews. That's what the Goyim claim. The anti-Semites say that the Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world. So that's what the Chazal say. All the wars in the world are because we are violating Bittul Torah. And the Rebbe Shalom tries to hint to us that we have to be Oisik and Muhammad Shal Torah. If not, we'll be Oisik and real Muhammad. So he makes a war somewhere far away. We should get the hint. If we don't get the hint, so it brings the war closer to us. If we still don't get the hint, so it brings the war into our country. We'll be involved in the war. So since all the wars are the result of Bittul Torah, and Ivus Adin and Kilkul Adin, when both the Din and Paskin improperly, people are not learning properly, they have to be Oisik and Mechamta Shal Torah. Otherwise, they'll be punished with Muhammad. So the Netziv jumps to the conclusion. So he says, they always used to have a battalion on the front who would be sitting and learning. We don't have that now. We have Hezda people on the front who are shooting, but they're sitting and learning when it's quiet. They learn in the tanks. But it's not that that's the way they win the war. The Netziv says, in order to win the war, he quoted Midrashim, Omnes ha'iraglein b'Muhammad nischus av shari Torah in Yerushalayim. But then he jumps to the next step and he says, they used to have a battalion at the front that was miyuchad for the purpose of learning. So that battalion that's learning Torah at the front in order to win the war, so by them the din is that they have to be careful with tzoya meraglayim and from erevo. It doesn't go on the general army. The Pashtus is, I remember Rabbi Gorin once spoke about this after the Sinai campaign. At that time, he was not yet the chief rabbi. He was only the chief chaplain in the army. So he visited America after there was a successful Sinai campaign. And he gave a shiur in Rabbi Soloveitchik's class. We were learning Sanhedrin then, so he gave a shiur. Then he spoke in the yeshiva a few times. He spoke in the Bronx. He spoke all over. He's a very entertaining speaker, very fascinating speaker. Had a lot to say about a lot of things. So he said the Pashtus in the Psukim is that just like if you have Kol Be'asar Shchinta Shari, if you have 10 Jews learning Torah, there's going to be Hashuas Hashchina. If you have 10 Jews davening, you have 10 Jews reading the Morgan Janal, there won't be Hashuas Hashchina. But if you have 10 Jews Oisik and Melchamas, to protect the Jewish people, then the Shechina is going to be there. Because we know the Shechina is going to be there. So that's the third opinion in the Yerushalmi on the Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Erevin. How many Jewish soldiers do you have to have in that army base together that it should be considered Machne Yisrael? What's the minimum number? So one opinion is 12,000 soldiers on the base. One opinion is 1,000. So the Chazanish says he thinks that the Magen Mishnah seems to Paskin 10 soldiers. Kol Be'asar Shchinta Shaya. Just like if you have 10 people learning Torah, 10 people saying Adav Shebikdusha, the Shechina will be there. So if you have 10 soldiers, Oisik and Muhammad Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam will be there. Hashem Elokech Misarech Mekarech Machanech Lahatzilecho. So that's why it constitutes a Dovish Bidusha, the Muhammad itself. Not that they had a group of soldiers learning at the front. The soldiers were learning in Shari Yerushalayim. But because the soldiers are Rosek and Muhammad Hashem, so that's why it's a Dovish Bidusha. And he assumes that the Chazanish assumes that Dovah Poshid, if you're Paskin 10, you don't Paskin 1,000 or 10,000 or 12,000, Paskin 10. It's only 10 religious people who would be mitzdarfen to a minion. The Rambam in the Tshuva writes that you can't be mitzarif and not be kurus to a minyan. Moshe Feinstein somehow ignores that. The Rambam, he has a whole Tshuva that he thinks that you can't be mitzarif and not be kurus to a minyan. If you have eight religious Jews and two apikursim, he says they are mitzarif to a minyan because the whole mocker, how do you know that you need 10 people for Shabbat, Dovash Abigdusha? Because it says, V'nikdash to besoch b'nei so, the word toch. And it says the word toch in connection with Eido. And it says, Amos el Eido hara hazaz by the Meraglim. And the Gemara says, the Meraglim are apikursim, because they said, Kechos hakum imenu. They said, the Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael are more powerful than the Rabban Shalom. Even the Rabban Shalom can't win a war there. So the Gemara says, in Soit and Perik el Namar, and the Meraglim are apikursim. So Moshe says, apikursim. The whole Yafusa of Dovash HaBikdusha needing a minyan asar is based on the pasuk from the Meraglim. And the Gemara says, we're happy Christmas. So you see, happy Christmas, I'm mitzarfim to a minyan. I think the general practice is we don't follow Rav Moshe's tshuva. We follow the tshuva's Rambam. The Behetiv quotes it. I don't know why Rav Moshe doesn't even reference it. He just ignores the whole tshuva's Rambam. Not all the tshuva's Rambam are assumed to be authentic, but this one was always assumed to be an authentic tshuva. It's in the Perador, the official collection of the tshuva's Rambam. So we assume an apikoros is not mitzarif. So that's what the Chazon Ish says. Whoever is not mitzarif to a minyan of Dovash HaBikdusha is not mitzarif to the asara, they constitute machne Yisrael. So the Mishnah,
yes. Would there be the same machlokas for other dinim that need a minyan, like the din of Kiddush Hashem?
Probably would be the same thing. I think so. Whether apikoros is mitzarif to asara, yeah, probably. So the Mishnah has there four kulas. Abo dvarim patra b'machne. Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Erevin. Abo dvarim patra b'machne. There are four dinim where there were mekel in the machne. So you can only mekel if it's a din de rabbanim. If it's a din de raisa, no suffix hakana. So one of the dinim that were mekel was in Hilchas Gezel. They were mekel, you can take other people, if the soldiers are cold and they want to make a fire to warm up. So we allow them to take logs from someone else's rishus. Even though it's an Issa Gezel, they didn't give permission. So Hefke Bez Nehefke. So okay, so that's a Gezel is a din deraisa, but that's easier to resolve the issue by saying Hefke Bez Nehefke. But the other dinim are derabon. So the Gemara says there that with mekel, they don't need the Eruvei Tchumen, they can go chutz l'tchum. So that's what the Yerushalmi says, they can go chutz l'tchum of Alpai Mama, but they can't go chutz l'tchum Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil is already a din deraisa. If it's a suffix sakana, sfek sfek of sakana, then you can violate all the din of the Torah. You can drive to the hospital if someone is not well or someone's having a baby, it's a suffix sakana. So of course you're allowed to go chutz l'tchum even if Tchumen is deraisa Yud Beis Mil. But here it's talking to the soldiers just for their comfort. They're allowed to go chutz l'tchum. So that's only chutz l'tchum of Apai Mama. That's only the Rabban. But Yud Beis Mil is the rest. So the Rif quotes that at the end of the first parak in Erevin. And the Rambam usually follows the Rif. That's what the three-volume set, the Kol Kisvei HaChafetz Chaim. So there's included there a biography of the Chafetz Chaim written by one of his sons. So he says that he describes the whole project of working on the Mishnah Berurah, that the whole family would sit and learn together. First they would learn the Parsha and the Chumash, then they would see the Medrash HaTanaim, the Sifra, the Sifrei, the Mechilta, then they would learn the Mishnah, then they would learn the Gemaras, then Yerushalmi, then the Rishonim, then Achrenim, and then they would all learn it together. Then they would write the Maskana and the commentary of the Mishnah Berurah on the Shulchan Aruch. So he writes there that whenever there's a problematic Rambam, the Chofetz Chaim's policy was he should always look first in the Rif. Because usually the Rambam just follows the Rif. The Rambam a lot of times has a different girsa because the Rif had a different girsa in the Gemara. The Rif makes a lot of assumptions. So here also, the Rambam follows the Rif. The Rif quoted this Yerushalmi, the end of the first parak in Erevin, that Chum and Yud Beis Mil may be their Isa, and somehow Yerushalmi writes it, they may be their Isa. And the Rambam writes, it's a din deraisa. Tchum and Yud Beis Mil is a din deraisa. And the Rambam counts it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs as a separate mitzvah. So it says, Ayetzi ish mimkomo b'yom ha-shvi'i. So Rashi and Chumash, the Gemara there, the end of the first parak in Erevin, talks about Tchumen, whether it's deraisa derabbanan. The Gemara quotes that pasuk, Ayetzi ish mimkomo. So the Bavli never says that Yud Beis Mil is deraisa. Bavli seems to hold that nothing According to the Rabban and Rabbi Gibbon, nothing is deraisa. So what do you do with the pasuk al yetzi ish mimkomo? So Rashi and Chumash says al yetzi ish mimkomo v'chkelo v'yodav. Every day they went out to collect the mon. So they used to go with pots and pans, with containers, and they would collect the mon and put it in the container. There was no Erev in the Midbar. How come the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make an Erev? That's a kasha Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, but he did make an Erev. Maybe it was a Mishus Ram Deraisa, and they held the Erev doesn't help, but Mishus Ram Deraisa. Okay. All the dinim of Mishus Ram, I learned that from the Hoitzoh and the Midbar, when they were giving the donations for the Mishkan. So Mishus Ram Deraisa, and the Erev doesn't help. So it says, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. The Pasuk goes on Hoitzoh, it doesn't go on Trumin. Rabbi Kiva holds that it goes, Al Yetzi really means Al Yotzi. Al Yetzi Ish Mekamah, Kela Biyodav, carrying because it's Hoitzoh. Rabbi Kiva learns Al Yetzi Ish Mekamah goes on Trumin. Shouldn't go Chutz L'Trum. So the Rambam quotes that Yerushalmi and he counts it as a separate Loisese. There's one Lav on Shabbos that you're not allowed to do Malacha. That's the 39 Malachas. Then there's an essay on Shabbos, Shabbos, and Shavuos. It's an essay. The Rambam, I think, writes it in Hilchas Yontif. The Rav Saletchik thought it's Hua Dinami Shabbos. The Rambam writes, the essay of Shabbos and Shavuos is a Kiyam essay. Kol HaShevis Min Malacha, I raise a Kiyam Mitzvah essay. A person who abstains from doing Malacha on Yontif, not just that he didn't violate an Avera, and it's an Isra essay, it's a Kiyam essay, I raise a Kiyam Mitzvah essay. So I think the Rambam only writes it in Hilchas Yontif, but Rav Saletchik thought it's a Dovah Poshet. It carries over to Shabbos also. One who does malacha on Shabbos is a violation of lav, l'sasakam malacha, and one who abstains from malacha is considered as if he fulfilled the mitzvah. Usually you have to fulfill the mitzvah. Kum li'aseh, you have to recite Kriyat Shema, you have to eat matzah, you have to wear tzitzis on the four-corner bed, you have to do something. You have to bring a korban. You have to eat, you have to listen to Tkir Shofar here. You abstain from malacha, raise a kiyam mitzvah saseh. It's a kiyam saseh. Same thing the Rambam writes, one who fasts on Yom Kippur, one who eats on Yom Kippur gets Malkus, the Mishnah says. We're not sure exactly where the lav is. A nefesh asher lo se'una, that's considered a lav. That's problematic. Where does it say loy? A nefesh asher lo se'una v'nichvus. It doesn't say you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. It says v'nisim esnash esechem, it's an essay. But the Mishnah says b'feirish, one who eats on Yom Kippur is loike. You only get Malkus on a lav. So that's the Rambam says the lav is a nefesh asher lo se'una. It's problematic. How did the Tanoim figure out that there's a lav on eating on Yom Kippur? But the Mishnah says, the Loikas, obviously there's a lav. So the Rambam writes that one who fasts on Yom Kippur, b'sheid al-tasa, he fasts, he observes the Inuim, I raise a kiyim. It's a kiyom essay, not just an Isser essay. And one who shavis min malocha on Yontif, for on Shabbos, we assume the same, I raise a kiyim, it's a essay. It's a kiyom essay. So the Rambam has this one law not to violate any of the lamentas of his malachas. But even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that chum deraisa, it's not chayv koris. It's not one of the lamentas malachas. And the Rambam paskins like that, Yerushalmi quoted by the Rif at the end of the first parak in Erevin, that chum in Yud Beis Mil, even according to the Rabban of the Rabbi Akiva, is deraisa. So it counts that as a separate law. Al yetzish, kim tomo, you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum. Not the same as malacha, it's a separate law. So Rashi in Chagiga, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, says, how do you know if Anisa Vaboyka means you have to stay over till the morning of Chol HaMoed? Maybe means you have to stay over till the morning of Yom Tov. You ate the Korban Pesach, Leil Pesach, Leil HaSeder, and you go home on Yom Tov in the morning. So Rashi writes there, no, how can you go Chutz L'Tchum? Whatever Tchum is, how can you go Chutz L'Tchum? So Taisa says, if the Bavli would have held like the Yerushalmi, it would have been a good pshat. But Taisa says, the Bavli never says that. The Bavli always says, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that a person, there are 39 Ovitz Malachas. So the Gemara asks, what's the significance of mentioning the number? Minyan Alamali. Minyan Alamali, so Taisus in Kiddushin quotes the Yerushalmi, Loma Nikru Rishonim Sofrim. Why is it the early Chachamim in the days of the Tanakh were called Sofrim? Sofer means one who's a scribe who writes, or sofer means one who counts. So the Yerushalmi answers, Sha'osu kala Torah kula sfura sfurais. The Chachamim in the early generations, in order to remember all the dinim of the Torah Shabbat Peh, used to give numbers. They said, Arba Avos Nezikin. Or they said, Yud Gimel Avos Nezikin. Chav Talar Avos Nezikin. Or There's a Mishnah in Taurus that says the Yud Gimel Dinim Memor Benivla Saif Tohar, the 13 Dinim. And they said the 39 Malachas. In order to remember a whole bunch of Torah Shabbal Peh, it's not written anywhere. The Torah Shabbal Peh is transmitted orally. So in order to remember it, so they also call it Torah Kul Desfuras Sfuras. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. What's the significance of the Mishnah mentioning the 39, the number 39 Avos Malach? You counted, you see yourself. No, that's the way they remembered it. But the Bavli quotes Rabbi Yochanan, surprising, Rabbi Yochanan's Talmidim were the ones who wrote the Yerushalmi. The Bavli quotes Rabbi Yochanan and is saying, why does the Mishnah say 39? To teach you that sometimes in a rare case, a person can be chayv lamed has chatos. If he violated all the 39 malachas, he'll be chayv 39 chatos. Because chilik malachas l'shabbos. We learn that from the psukim, that if you violate all the malachas, you don't say he brings one chatos for all 39 violations. He brings 39 chatos. Chilik malachas l'shabbos, and chilik malachas l'yontav, only on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that din, that a person, this chilik malachas, if he violated, that means he knows that there's an institution of Shabbos, and he didn't know that ksiva and hoitzoa are also. So he violated ksiva and hoitzoa. But hashachech hikasha, he'd never heard of the whole din of Shabbos, that we don't say that there are and he violated two different malachas. If he, let's say, his watch stopped on Friday, he's sitting and writing, doing malachas, the watch stopped, he thought it's still Friday, he didn't realize that the sun just set, and he keeps on doing malachas. So that's Shigag HaShabbos. And whenever Shigag HaShabbos, only chayv one chatos. But if his watch didn't stop, he knows that it's Shabbos, but he didn't know that ksiv is us, he didn't know haitzo is us, so he violated a whole bunch of malachas. He knows that it's Shabbos, but it's Shigigas Malach, then it's Chayv 39 Chatos. So the Gemara, the Bavli, asked the question, the other Leila Shabbos ben Mai, how can Rabbi Yochanan say that the Mishnah mentions the number 39, Samdaf Ein Gimel, the first daf, when the Ein Gimel Amad Aleph, Masech Shabbos, list of Ovis Malach, Zabbaim Chaser Achas. So the Gemara asks, Minyan Allah Malay, so Rabbi Yochanan says, to teach you, Masan Kul Mehalamech, Chayv Kalachas Veachas, the chilik malachas to Shabbos. How can it be? The other lele Shabbos bema. What did he know about Shabbos? He didn't know any one of the 39 malachas. He just knows on Shabbos you go to shul, you dress up nicely, you learn kriyas hatorah, and eat cholent and kugel. That's not called the other lele Shabbos. Tosfos says he knew the mitzvah of Shabbos. So Tosfos seems to hold that it would be a good answer. But other rishonim disagree with Tosfos. The Ramban and others, they say no. Yod Leil Shabbos has to know some prohibition. Has to know kedusha means restrictions. If he does know that there are yisurim malach on Shabbos, then that's called he didn't know about kedusha on Shabbos. Kedusha is only if you have yisurim. So the Gemara says the Yod Leil Shabbos b'mai. He knows that it's Shabbos, but he didn't know any of the lametas malach. So what did he know? So the Gemara says he knew tchumen according to Rabbi Akiva. But if you hold not by Rabbi Akiva, so Tchumen is only their abundance. So he didn't know anything. So that's what Tessus asks in Chagigi, Yud Zainam and Beis. Why didn't the Gemara say, you know about Tchumen, Yud Beis Mil? So you see, the Bavli doesn't hold from Tchumen, Yud Beis Mil. The Bavli holds if Tchumen is their abundance. Rabbi Kiva learns that from today's Sedra, from Alpai Mama, Ibchutz Lue, that Alpai Mama is Tchum Shabbos Deraisa. And if it's Yud Beis Mil, that's a machlik. The Bavli and Misham, the Bavli doesn't seem to hold from this story of Tchum. But the Rambam follows the Rif, he follows the Rishalmi in the end of the first Perek and Erevin, that Tchum and Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa. There is a question, if you hold Tchum and is Deraisa, that post, Al Yetzish Mukamba Bayom Ashvi, says on Shabbos, never says on Yontif. So Tchum and Yontif is also Deraisa. Derashi says, Tchonisa Vaboyker has to mean Chalamayit, he can't mean the first day Yontif. How can you go home the first day Yontif? It's Chutz L'Tchum. If you live in Tel Aviv, it's Chutz L'Tchum. So Tchumen is Deraisa, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Tchumen is Deraisa. Tchumen not only on Shabbos, even on Yom Tov, also Tchumen is Deraisa. So that's a big machloikis in the Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos there in Chagiga seem to assume, if you would hold Tchumen is Deraisa, whatever, either Apai Mama, Yud Beis Mil, it'll be Deraisa even on Yom Tov. Other Rishonim say, no, Yom Tov not, the only machloikis is Yom Kippur. If Tchumen is Deraisa on Shabbos, does it carry over to Yom Kippur also? Or do you say, no, only on Shabbos, doesn't carry over to Yom Kippur. So that's a place to look about that, is the Sefer Maisa Nisim. Just to mention, there was a correspondence after the Rambam passed away. So Rabbi Daniel was a dying in Baghdad, had a correspondence with the Rambam's son, Rabbi Avraham ben HaRambam. The whole correspondence was about problems that he had with Rambams. Most of the Rambams were in the Sefer HaMitzvah. Some of the Rambams are in the Mishnah Torah. Most of them were in the Sefer HaMitzvah. And in the late 1800s, a book was printed in Paris, and it's called Maisa Nisim. And has this correspondence between Rabbi Daniel HaBavli, the Dain from Baghdad, and Rabbi Avraham ben HaRambam. Whenever Rabbi Soloveitchik would quote from that Sefer Maisa Nisim, he'd always throw in a comment. He does know why it's called Maisa Nisim. He never saw any Nisim in the floors over there. It's pure halacha. They just write the Reiter. If you read the title page of the book, they tell you why it's called Maisa Nisim. There was a wealthy Sephardi who lived in Paris who paid the money for the printing of the book. His name was Mr. Nisim. So they called the book Maisa Nisim, Mr. Nisim's book, because he sponsored the publication. So this is one of the topics that's in the Maisa Nisim that they debated. The Rambam holds that Chum is the Raisa on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, and there was a Machlokes Rav Daniel HaBavli in the Rambam, whether it carries over to Yom Kippur or not. Yeah, what's this issue? How many dinim of Shabbos carry over to Yom Tov? The Lamatas Malachas carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. What about, let's say, Tchumen? If you're all like Rabbi Akiva, you're all like Yerushalmi, that the Yud Beis Milas and Nisa Tchumen the Raisa, but that's not Malacha. On Yom Tov it says you're not allowed to do Malacha, but Ochal Nefesh is Mutter. But it doesn't say Tchumen. So all the Dinim of Shabbos carry over to Yom Tov, but only the Malachas carry over, because it says, Kom Malachas Abay de Lo Isasa, you carry over Malacha. So that's a big Machlokes. The first source is a Tosfos in the beginning of Psochim on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph has a braisa quoting Rabbi Akiva that it says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu se'or mibatechem. So how do you translate the word b'yom harishon? So the simple pshat is you have to destroy the chametz on the first day Pesach. So the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva says that that's not the pshat, because Rabbi Kiva holds ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa, the machlekes hatanai, whether hashbasas of chol dover, or ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa. So Rabbi Kiva holds like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa. Then Rabbi Kiva says, matzino la havar shehi ab malocha. Havar is one of the lametes of his malochas. you cannot interpret the pasuk ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, you have to destroy the chametz on the first day Pesach. It's an iser malocha. So must be b'yom rishon means erev Pesach. Erev b'yom rishon in biblical Hebrew, rishon doesn't always mean first. Sometimes it means prior, and achron doesn't always mean last. Sometimes it means latter. Okay, there are different psukim like that. So the Gemara says shma minam the Rebbe Akiva tlas from Rebbe Akiva's statement that he proves the point that the bir chametz ach b'yom rishon means erev Pesach. You can see a few things. First of all, he holds Ein B'chametz al B'sreifa, because he's talking about Matzina Lahavar Shiyab Malacha. Why don't you just flush the chametz down the toilet and you fulfill Tashbisa by that? That's not a Malacha. So you see that he thinks like Rabbi Kiva. Like Rabbi Kiva thinks like Rabbi Yud, Ein B'chametz al B'sreifa. Then the Gemara says, number two, the fact that he says Matzina Lahavar Shiyab Malacha, he said that he holds that Havara L'chalek yotzas. There is a machlek to satanayim in Masechah Shabbos. There are 39 malachas. How come the Chumash singles out Havara? Those are the 38 malachas. How come the others were not mentioned? The others, we have a tradition. Whatever was in the Mishkan, Hachtav Mishkan Chashiv, currently have the first daf in Bava Kama, Beis Haman Aleph. Whatever activity was important in Asiyas HaMishkan constitutes an Ab Malacha. Whatever is sufficiently similar to the activities in constructing the Mishkan, but was in the Mishkan, is called a Tolda. So we know Havara was necessary in Asiyas HaMishkan. So why did the Chumash have to mention it? Just like all the other 38 Malachas are derived from Asiyas HaMishkan, so you can derive Havara also. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. What's the significance of singling out Havar? So one Tana says, Havar l'chalek yotzes. That the fact that Havar was singled out means that if I violate more than one baloche in Bishgoga Achas, If a lesson, a person writes and writes and he writes on Shabbos, he didn't know you're not allowed to write, and he wrote pages and pages. So it's only chayv one chatas. If it's all behelamecha, it's only chayv one chatas. But if he does koyser, then moichek behelamecha, then it's chayv two chatas. So that's why the Chumash singles out havara lechalak yotzes, to teach minadin the chiluk malachas l'shabbos. If you'll do more than one av malacha behelamecha, you'll be chayv many chatas. The other Tana disagrees. No, chiluk malachas b'nofem, a different pasuk. That if you violated all 39, you chayv 39 chatas, a different pasuk. Chiluk malachas l'shabbos. This pasuk singles out havara to tell you that unlike all the other 38 malachas, that you chayv the mezid yechayv skila, and the mezid of hasra, and if it's the mezid b'li hasra yechayv kares, and if you do it b'shogeg yechayv chatas, because kosher is done a kares, you get gosa chatas. Whenever a person does an aver b'shogeg, which if he would have done it b'mezid, it would have been chayv kares. So he violates it b'shogeg is chayv chatas. So havara is singled out. It's only allowed. There's no kares and there's no misa. Unlike the other 38. So the Gemara says, the fact that Rabbi Akiva says, Matzina la Havara shehi ab maloche, he says Havara is asaran yotiv, is a hachochet that he thinks Havara lechalak yotzas. Because if the din would have been Havara lelav yotzas, what would have been different? So Tosis has one pshat, it would have been mutaran yotiv. The only thing that carries over from Shabbos to yotiv are the 39 malochas. And if you hold Havara Lelav Yotzes, means there aren't 39 malachas. There aren't Lamed Hesmol. There are only 38 malachas in an Issa, just like there's an Issa Tchumen. Tchumen is not a malacha. Tchumen is not a malacha. It's another Issa. There's no Kores and there's no Misa on Tchumen. So it's if you hold Tchumen as Daraisa, it's a Lav, a separate Lav. It's not included in the Lav, Lasasakom Malacha. It's a separate Lav, not to go Chutz L'Tchum. So that's 2 days in Tosis. If you hold Havara Lelav Yotzes and there's no Kores and there's no Skila, it's only a Lav. So would it carry over to Yontav or not? So Tosis has two opinions. Minchas Chinah quotes the Shaisari, who's very unhappy about that opinion in Tosis. How can you say Tchumen is not a Malacha? A Malacha is a Malachas Machshavis. You're creating. Malacha, the Yisra Malacha is Zecha Lemaisa Bereshis. So the Baruch Shalom created the world with creative activity, and there are 39 malachas that are involved creative activity. Hoitzo is a malacha grua. Tosis writes on the first daf based on Malach Masech Shabbos. Hoitzo is a malacha grua. So the Ran has a machlokes with the Rashbo and Masech Avodah Zarah. The Ran on the Rif has it. Why do we assume Hoitzo? Why did Tosis come up with that idea? So the Pashtus is because Hoitzo there is no creativity over there. It's the same object. I carried it from one location to the other, but I didn't create anything new. Everything else, a chorish hazareh, a hakoitzer, is a creative activity. It's a malachas mashavas. By hetzor, you don't accomplish anything new. So that's the pashtus why it's a malacha grua. The Abba Machlek is exactly what aspect of hetzor led Tosis to believe that it's a malacha grua. But the pashtus is that there's no creativity of it. There's no chiddush. You didn't really make anything new. So that's what the Menachas Chinuch has a long kuntris on the Lamed Tesavos Malachas on Parshas Yisrael on the Aseres Adibis. When it says Shomer Siam Shabbos Lekatshay, be Hashem Shabbos not to do Malachas, he has a long kuntris that he calls Mosach HaShabbos, and he has long arichas in on each one of the 39 Ovis Malachas. He quotes from the Shagas Arya Taina. Shagas Arya is not happy with that one opinion at Tesis, that if Havara would be Lelav Yotzos, it wouldn't be prohibited on Yontav. Why? It's not that there are 38 malachas in an Issa Havara. Everybody reads Havara as a malacha. Everybody reads Havara. You make a fire and you harness the energy from the fire. You can be very creative. Harnessing the fire is everything in the world, all manufacturing. Everything is based on controlling the use of fire. Of course, it's creative activity. So the Shagzai is not happy. He thinks everybody gives their 39 malach. Even if you hold Havara Lelav Yotzes, there's no Kares, and there's no Misim, but it's still a malacha. So of course, it should carry over to Yontav. He would have understood if Tosis would have said, let's say, Tchumen. Tchumen doesn't, if you hold Tchumen, it's Deraisa. It should only be Deraisa on Shabbos. It shouldn't carry over to Yontav. Tchumen is not a malacha. But the Tainus Havara, that doesn't make sense. Why does if you hold Havara Lalav Yatzas, it only applies on Shabbos because it's not a malach at all. He times it certainly is a malach. So Tchumen is one example. This machloek is a Rishonim, but the Tchumen carries over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Rashi and Tosfos Derech HaGiga, that it does carry over. Havara is 2 days in Tosfos, but it carries over if you hold Havara Lalav Yatzas, does it carry over? Kiddush. On Shabbos, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, Zocher, Yom Shabbos, Lakatra, Zocher doesn't mean to remember the day of Sabbath, but Lahazikir, to mention the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos. So the Rambam writes that Kiddush is the Raisa on Shabbos and on Kiddush and Havdalah, both. The Rambam writes, Zochre, Biknisos, Abitziosa. The Rambam holds, that's a Machlokes in Tosfos. Even if you hold the Gemara says Kiddush is the Raisa, is Havdalah also the Raisa? Havdalah is for sure only the Rabban. So the Rama holds both Kiddush and Abdullah, both Shabbos and Yom Tov. Pashtus and the Rama, all four are their rice, the Kiddush and Abdullah, Shabbos and Yom Tov. All four are their rice. And the Magen Mishnah writes on the Rambam, not everybody agrees by Abdullah. Many 2 days and tells whether Abdullah is their rice. And then he says, not everybody agrees by Yom Tov. There are those who hold the Kiddush and Yom Tov is only the Rama. So Soloveitchik used to say, that's the issue. Do you carry over everything in Hilcha Shabbos carries over to Yom Tov? Or only the malachas, because the Chumash says, Kol malachas al-ba'ad lo yisasu. It says not to do malachas, but the other things, Tchumen, or Kiddush, or Shvises Behemta, the Rama writes in Hilchas Yom Tov, Shvises Behemta only applies on Shabbos, doesn't apply on Yom Tov. There's no pasuk on Yom Tov, so why should Shvises Behemta carry over? And the Rambam seems all that everything from Shabbos carries over to Yom Tov. Kiddush and Abdullah also. Kiddush and Abdullah also. In fact, the Rambam writes, there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos, two min atar and two min dibri kabbalah in Novi. The two min atar is Zohar v'shama. Zohar is an essay. That means to recite Kiddush lahazkir. The mention Kedusha Sayyam. Shama means Shmir Shabbos, not to do maloche. Alois essay. Whenever it says Yishama penial, that's Alois essay. And then the two min dibri kabbalah, the psukim in Yishai, where it says, Chibarata me'asos derechachom, Zohavetzech v'dabedobah, how does it say? Kibud v'yonik, karasa v'shabbosaynik, v'kadosh Hashem v'chubah. So the Rambam says that kibud v'yonik. So the original pasuk is in Yeshaya, kibud v'yonik, and the Rambam writes that kibud v'yonik carries over from Shabbos to Yom Tov because all the Yom Tov, shnekulam Shabbos Hashem heim. It says by Sfira Simon, mimachras HaShabbos. And our tradition has it that it doesn't mean you start counting Sfira Simon always on a Sunday, and Shabbos always falls out on a Sunday. That's what the Tzedukim said. Is man by Sheni that had trouble from the Tzedukim. So for many years, the Tzedukim were running the show in the Beis Hamikdash, and they always would bring the Musafim of Shavuos on a Sunday. And when these Chachamim succeeded in kicking them out and straightening out the Hakrovos HaKorban, I said that was one of the Yom Tovim that they established. Itoikim Chaga du Shavuaya, when the holiday of Shavuos was established properly, that they're not always going to celebrate Shavuos on a Sunday. It'll be the 50th day after you start counting Sfira. And Sfira doesn't always begin on a Sunday. Menachas HaShabbos doesn't mean Sunday. It means the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So the Rama quotes that pasuk that Yom Tov is referred to as a Shabbos. So all the dinim of Shabbos, Kiddush and Abdullah and Zochar v'Shamar and Kibud v'Yonik, everything carries over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Somehow the Rambam won. In this, everybody thinks like the Rambam, that the din of Kibud V'Yonig applies on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos. The Beis HaLevi points out that it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish, that Kibud V'Yonig is only on Shabbos, does not apply on Yom Tov. The Gemara says that the Shabbos Kovas, there's a din, you're not allowed to eat Achilas Keva from Tevel, even before Rias Pnei Abayis, if you eat Achilas Keva. After Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis, and it's an Issa Deraisa to eat Tevel. But if you eat the Tevel before Rias Pnei Abayis, even before Miruach, it's only an Issa Derabanan, and they only introduced it if you eat Achilas Keva. What's called Achilas Keva is either you sit and you eat a ton of it until you're full, or if you salt it, or if you cook it, Bishul is Kaveh, Melch is Kaveh, or if you bought it, Mekach is Kaveh, and the Gemara says Shabbos Kaveh, a whole bunch of things that are Kaveh. So Shabbos Kovas, and the Gemara says, whatever you eat on Shabbos is called Achilas Keva. because of the pasuk karasa l'shabbos einig, and the Gemara says yantav is not kaveh b'ferish and beitza. Shabbos karvas and yantav is not kaveh because the pasuk of kibud l'einig only applies to Shabbos, doesn't apply to yantav. So the Beis HaLevi points that out. But somehow everybody forgot the Gemara, and the Rambam won. The Rambam writes that the dinim, all the four dinim, zochah v'shamah kibud l'einig, everything carries over from Shabbos to yantav. So that's really an issue. That's really an issue, whether a tchumen, carries over from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Some Rishonim hold only Shabbos, even Yom Kippur not, and others hold Yom Kippur, but not Yontif. And Rashi and Taisa is there in Chagigi, it's Zayin Amid Beis, are of the opinion that the tchumen, whatever tchumen is deraisa on Shabbos, either Yud Beis Mil or one mil of Pai Mama, it carries over to Yontif. Here Rashi does not learn like that. And Ardaf, the top Rashi, and Ham and Aleph, how do you know if an Isa of a book of Yontav Loikom Akrua? It doesn't mean you go home on Pesach in the morning. You go home on first day Chalamoy. How do you know it doesn't go on Yontav? So Rashi and Chagiga said because of Tchumen, and Tosis objected to Rashi, then all Gemara is only Ali, but the Rav Akiva, the Rabban and the Kohen to the Bavli don't hold from Tchumen at all. So Rashi here has a different interpretation. He can't be referring to Yontif because Yerol calls Churcha, you have to visit the Azora, and in connection with the Azora it says, Le'erol fanai reikam, you have to bring an Oilos Riyah, and then once you bring the Oilos Riyah, say Ton Lina, you have to stay overnight. So you can't bring the Oilos Riyah on Erev Yontif, you have to bring it on Yontif. You bring it on Yontif, you got to stay over Lina till the first day Chol HaMoed. That's the Rashi over here with the Tosis over here. But the Rashi and Tosis there had this other interpretation. Okay, then the Gemara continues. The Gemara before was discussing how do you know the din in the Mishnah Chagiga that just like Pesach, if you didn't bring the Orla Sviya the first day, has Tashlum in all 7 days. And Sukkot, you have Tashlum in all 8 days, including Shemini Atzeres. So how do you know Shabbos is only a Yantav of 1 day Menat Torah? We have in Chutz Lot, Yantav Shein and Shalgolias, but Menador is only 1 day Shavuos. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says it has Tashlum in an additional 6 days following Shavuos. So the Gemara said it's based on the Hekesh. That's about the 13 lines from the bottom of Daldan on the base. We learned it last week. Menai Latzer Sheish Lot Tashlum called Shiva. Because it's all in the same post. Then the Gemara says, well, are you Makish Shavuos to Pesach or to Sukkos? Maybe Makish to Sukkos, and you have an additional 7 days. Why you Makish to Pesach, and you only have an additional 6 days? Makish to Shavuot, make a Hekish to Sukkos, have an additional 7 days. And the Gemara says, no, we have a rule. Tafasim rubalo, tafasim mu, tafasim bala chidushay. Don't grab the bigger chidush. The smaller chidush must speak if it's tashlumen shiva. You don't have to make tashlumen shmaina. The Gemara has, so on this daf, the Gemara asks, but the other Tanoim who leaded that pasuk, Chagamatzah, Chagashubas, Chagasukas, to tell you the details of the Dina Baltiacher, that Sholosh Regolim or Sholosh Regolim Kisidron, so they need the pasuk for that. So how do they know? How do you know that it's to tell you a Hekish? I need the pasuk to tell me the Dina Baltiacher. How did the other Tanoim? That's the Gemara's question. The third line on Haman Alvi, Tanakama Reb Shimon, Tashlum al Atzeres min Olahu. They can't say that the pasuk is telling me a Hekish. The pasuk tells me the din of Baltiacher that you need Sholosh Regolim and Sholosh Regolim Kisidron according to Reb Shimon. How do they know the din? So the Gemara says, because he counts via Sa'im at Mitzvah, the Mimdi Yamim Mitzvah, the Mimdi Shavui, whenever you count, so you count a whole bunch of units, so it leads up to the Maskana. So just like the units of a month are days, the Moilid of the Levon is always in the middle of the day. It's not going to be a Tzeisa Kochavim. Once in probably 1,000 years, it's going to be exactly Tzeisa Kochavim, maybe a few 1,000 years. But it's never Mamish at the beginning. It's always in the middle of the day. So why don't you say that it's Sivan up until the Moel of Havana, and at 2:30 in the afternoon, it becomes Tammuz, and Tammuz until the middle of the day, then it becomes Av. So the answer is, Yamim, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Yamim Atamane, Chodesh Yamim is a pasuk in Chumash. Yamim Atamane, the Atamane Shoah. So you don't say the middle of the day, up until 2 o'clock, up until 2:30, it was Sivan, and then it becomes Tammuz. The units of the month have to be days, not hours. And the same thing, let's say, the units of the year have to be months. If the Jewish calendar, the Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar, so if you have 12 months, it's only going to be 354 days. And the solar year is 365 days. So why don't we just have 12 months? And every year you add another 11 days, blank days. Add on 11 days, it won't be any month. The answer is there is no such thing. So the Gemara says the year consists of the units that make up the year of Chadoshim. The units that make up a month are Yomim. Just like Ein Manim L'Shoyes L'Chadoshim, you can say that it becomes Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. That up until 2:30 was Sivan, then it becomes Tammuz. Up until a certain hour is Tammuz, then it becomes Av. The units of a month are days, so the units of a year are Chadoshim. So you can't just add 11 blank days at the end of the year. After Adar, you have to add another month. So yeah, every couple of years, every 2 or 3 years, you add another month, Adar Sheni. But the units of the year have to be months. So Gemara says here, just like the units of the month are days, and it leads up to Rosh Chodesh, the whole day is Rosh Chodesh. So too, the units of Sfiras HaOmer lead up to establishing Shavuos. We spoke about it there last week. And there are two units. You count the days, you count the days, and you count the weeks. So therefore, we establish Shavuos both as a yantav of a day and a yantav of a week. So therefore, we say that you have Tashlumin for 7 days. Because it didn't hold from the Hekesh. It didn't hold from the Hekesh of Shavuos is Hukesh to Pesach. And Tavastim Rubel or Tavastim. You had to have a new Yafusa. The day Yafusa is this. So then the Rishonim ask, so why do you say for Tashlumin it's all 7 days? Tavastim Rubel or Tavastim. If you're using two units to establish Shavuos, units of the day and units of a week. So if you're using the units of the days, maybe there's only Tashlum in 1 day. How did you decide that it's Tashlum in the whole week? So the Rashba quotes this kasha, and he says the answer is the second kasha that the Gemara said. The second answer, Gemara says, V'od. Gemara says, Mitzvah the Nimdiya Mitzvah in the Shavui. But still the question, why don't you say Tafasta Mirva lo Tafasta? The Gemara says, V'od Chagah Shavuos Ksiv. The Yontav is called Shavuos, so you see that the counting of the weeks, it's what's called there, Shavuos as a week. That's what the Rashbuk, I think, quotes from the Baal Yatay says. I didn't really see that it was such a kasha in the first place. How can you say Tafasta Mua Tafasta, Tafasta Mua Tafasta? We see in the other pasuk, you're saying, are you making a hekesh between Shavuos? Shavuos is only 1 day. Make a hekesh between Shavuos and Pesach, so you have another 6 days. On Shavuos and Sukkot, you have another 7 days. So it's a toss-up. I am makish A to B or to C. So you say tafasta merubah lo tafasta, tafasta mo tafasta. But here you're saying, you're going with the svara, that mitzvah the mem diyan and mitzvah the mem di shavuah. And the role of Sfira Sarim is to be kaveh Shavuos. So the fact that you count both days and the weeks means that you're establishing Shavuos as a yantav of the day and a yantav of a week. So we spoke last week, a yantav of the day for the purpose of Isa Malacha and the Musafim. You can't bring the Masaf from another day. It's only a Yantav of a day. And it's a Yantav of a week for what halacha? So you have no other halacha. Of course it has to be for Tashlum. So how can you say Tafasta Meruba, lo Tafasta? Maybe it's only, Shavuot should only be a Yantav of a day. But you're counting spheres on both. So you're establishing Shavuot both as a Yantav of a day and Yantav of a week. So I didn't appreciate the Rashbos, but he quotes Matissus. I didn't understand the kasha. Why he liked this taste of kasha? I didn't see why he should say. Anyway, that's what he says. Okay. Then the Gemara has a comment on the Braisa. The Braisa was quoted at the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, the last two lines. There's a din about Teacher, And Baal Teacher applies to all Karbonis, Chatois, Hashamas, Oilus Islam, you mekabel on yourself, either a neder or an adava, fine. Chatois, Hashamas, the Torah imposes upon you. Somebody wears Machal Shabbos and he waits a whole year till he brings a chata, so he's in violation of Baal Teacher, even though he was never, it says, Kisida Nel Hashem Alkecha, he never took a neder. The Torah imposed it. Says, Moses is going to learn the Alfusa. How do you know that even Chatois, Hashamas? Then it says, B'chor u'maisa u'pesach. The last line, the last three words, and Dalet Amanam, B'chor u'maisa u'pesach. So the Gemara nachitz on Pesach. What do you mean? You have a Korban Pesach, and if you don't makrev the Korban Pesach by Shalosh Shigolim, then you buy the Patach. What Shalosh Shigolim? You have to be makrev in an Erev Pesach. If you wait till Shavuos, you can't be makrev a Korban Pesach on Shavuos. Pesach lo b'zman is puzzle. So the Gemara asks, Pesach. How can he say you have Shalosh Shigolim? As says, Man Kotzul, you have to bring the Korban Pesach on Yud Aleph Nissan. Yakreve, Yakreve. If he brought on Yud Aleph Nissan, he's good. Lo Yakreve. He doesn't have another Shalosh, another two Rigolim. He doesn't have Shalosh Shigolim. Lo Yakreve, Itchile. He certainly violated Baal Tachet. Zman HaKavua. So the first Amora says, is Take Lav Davke, Eina Meduyak, Kedin Asva. Amrav Chizda, the word Pesach in the Braise really doesn't belong. It's just a Bchora Maisa. You have to be makar with the Bchora and the Maisa within Maisa Bema, within Shalosh Golem. But Korban Pesach, you have to be makar with it by Erev Pesach. And if you don't bring it before Erev Pesach, then you violate Baal Teacher and Erev Pesach. Yeah, that's what Gemara says later. If that the Braise said that there's a din of Baal Teacher and Tzedakah as well. The bottom line on Dal Dal Manal, Tzedakah is on Maisus. If you don't give the Tzedakah within Shalosh Golem, you buy the Baal Teacher. So the Gemara and Tosfos is there, and Dal Dal Manal, Tosfos Dima Matzah, Tzedakah, quotes Rava from Vava Manal. Rava said, Tzedakah, if Kaimi Aniyim, if in your city there are Aniyim, and they need the money now, then you violate Baal Teacher if you don't give it right away. You don't have Shalosh Golem to give. If there's no Aniyim in your city, you live in a wealthy area, no Aniyim, and it's almost a year is almost up, and Shalosh Golem is almost up, then you better hustle to go find Aniyim in another city to distribute. Otherwise, you'll be in violation of Baal Teacher. But if Kaimei Aniyim, if there are Aniyim in your city, then you violate Miyad, you violate Baal Teacher. They're the same by the Korban Pesach. That's where Rashi writes on the top of the top Rashi, on Hey on the base. But Korban Pesach, you violate Baal Teacher. If you have the korban and it's Erev Pesach and you're not makir with it, you buy the Baal Teacher right away because it's manu kavua. So the first amor, Rav Chizda says a kedin also. And the second one says, no, Rav Sheshes Amar, when it says Pesach, it doesn't mean Pesach. What it means is Shalmei Pesach. What does it mean Shalmei Pesach? So Rashi explains that to bin, Moise Pesach Korb Shlomim. Moise Pesach Korb Shlomim. Let's say, there are a few examples of this. So Rashi gives one example. The fellow was said he designated an animal for the Korban Pesach. You don't bring a cow, you bring Beimadaka, Kvasim, Yizim Tikochu. And then he puts a tag around the neck. He writes, this is a Korban Pesach, belongs to Shechna. He writes his address, fine. And then he gets lost. Comes Erev Pesach, he doesn't have his Korban Pesach. So he's in Yerushalayim. So he buys himself another. There are people selling animals there. So he buys another korban, and he's makriv it on Erev Pesach, Lemenuya, Shai. And then he finds the old one, has the tag on it. This is the korban Pesach. It has my name, my address, my telephone, I'm Shai. So it's my korban. So what do you do? So you can't wait till next year. It'll be over Shnasa. Korban Pesach has to be brought within the first year. And it's not like human beings that are born every day of the year. The animals are always born in Nissan, that season of the year. So if you wait till next year, it'll be Pesach, Shabbos, Shnasa, it'll be Pesach, so you can't wait. So what do? You have a Korban Pesach, but you can't be makarvin. You can't be makarvin another Korban Pesach. You already brought the Korban Pesach. So that's called Moisa Pesach, a leftover extra, Zema Yutar, an extra Korban Pesach, Korib Shlomim. The Gemara learns that from a drasha from a pasuk. Moisa Pesach, Korib Shlomim. Another example would be here, it got lost, Rashi said, got lost, and you makrev a different one, then you find it, so you switch it, and you makrev it as a shlamim. What would be another example? Normally a shlamim is nech l'shnei amim v'layla echad. this Maisa Pesach Karav Shlamim, it started off as a Pesach. So Pesach basically is only an Echal one day. And even though one day, normally if you bring a Shlamim, let's say you bring a Taida. So Taida you bring today is Monday, so you can eat it today and tonight. So if you bring a Pesach, you should have been able to eat it today and tonight. But the din, you can only eat it. Brachos HaBasa Balayla is only Balayla. You don't have it. You don't even have a Yom Balayla. So if you have a Maisa Pesach, if you have a Korban Pesach that got lost and then you found it, you are makar a different one another Pesach. And then you find it on Chalamah. You find it a week after Pesach, you find it. So your makar of it is a Shlomim, but it's only Necho Yom Balayla. You don't say you're not allowed to eat it by Yom. That's when it's actually a Pesach. But here, you're not Shechting the Shem Pesach, Shechting the Shem Shlomim. But the Zman originally, the Zman was only Yom Echad. So you can eat it Yom Balayla. You can eat it Yom Balayla. That's one example of Maisa Pesach. Another example would be like this. He knows he has to bring a Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet Nissen. So he sets aside, let's say, $750. When he gets to Yerushalayim, he'll buy a Korban Pesach. He comes to Yerushalayim, he buys a Korban Pesach for $500. What does he do with the remaining $250? It was Magdashit. It was Magdashit L'Shem Korban Pesach. So that leftover money, Maisa Pesach Korb Shlamim. He should buy himself an animal as a Shlam. Maisa Pesach Korb Shlam. It's such a similar thing, Maisa Chattas also. Maisa Chattas, let's say a person was Machal Shabbos B'Shog, and he has to bring a Chattas. So he said he has to bring a Kizba Osir, a Chattas Kavur. So he sets aside $1,000, comes to Yerushalayim, he succeeds in buying a carbon for $500. So what does he do with the leftover $500? As a Kedusha is Damim, Lechatas. So the Gemara says, it's a Mishnah in Shkolim. There was a biblical figure, Yehoyada HaKoyim. He's in the Haftarah of Parsha Shkolim. The Haftarah of Parsha Shkolim is from Sefer Melochim, I think, from Sefer Melochim. So Yehoyada HaKoyim was a Kohen Gadol, and he darshan that Russia. We have very few drushas from the days of the Bais Rishon that the Gemara quotes. Zum Medrash Darsh Yehoyada HaKoyim, that if you set aside money, $1,000 for a chatos, and you succeeded in getting a chatos for $500, and the remaining $500 has Kedushas Damim Lamizbech of a chatos, so what do you do with it? You can't bring another chatos. Chatos is only lechaper. It's not Bobin Edimadav. You can't bring another chatos. So the Yehoyada HaKoyim established the din, and that's our paskan, that Moisa Chatos Korev Oilo. The leftover money switches to become an oil. And the Migdash David has in his Sefer on Kochim, Migdash David was killed and died. He died from malnutrition, I think, in Siberia, if I'm not mistaken. He was he wrote a Sefer. He was a Sefer Tzemach David. He was a descendant of Rabbi Kivega. His father's name was Akiva. His name after Rabbi Kivega. So he wrote a Sefer Tzemach David Ha'oris on Shuvas Rabbi Kivega. And Rabbi Chan Basman hired him sight unseen to give the highest shir in his yeshiva Baranovich. And then when he came, we mentioned that when he came, he was surprised to see that he was single. So I can make the top of yeshiva single. And then he stuttered terribly and the people couldn't understand one word that he was saying. So Rabbi Chan was the brother-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Moshe. So he went to Vilna to discuss what's he going to do. So he said, this stuttering, the students will have to get used to it. And the single, I'll have to get married. So he got married. And then in the war, he told everyone in the middle of the Second World War, in order to survive, they had to eat for food. So he told all the people, Pikoch Nefesh is Deche, Kol HaTarakula, they should eat the for food. But he just couldn't put it in his mouth. He died from malnutrition. And he wanted to have Edim to make sure that his wife would be able to remarry. So he insisted that kosher Edim should be around when he dies and they should bury him and they'll be able to matter his wife. But they say later there was an Asik. Later when they went to Eretz Yisrael, his wife remarried, but it took a while till Edim really showed up. Anyway, so he wrote, he learned in the Koilel and Slabotka, they learned Kochi. So he wrote a Sefer on Kochim, a Sefer on Zrayim, and a Sefer on Taras. So the Sefer on Kochim, he quotes from the Yerushalmi, this din, Moisa Chattas Korevoyla is not only leftover money from a Chattas, Moisa any Kochim is Korevoyla. Moisa Osham is also Korevoyla. Moisa Mincha is a Kochim. let's say he set aside the $25 to bring a korban mincha, and he buys a mincha for $5. So what does he do with the remaining $20? So the $20 has to go towards buying a korban oil. But sometimes there's a din of Moshe Chatos that it's Mesos. That's our Lachal Moshe Sinai. The Chomish Chatos on Mesos is going to appear on Heyamid base. The Gemara said, that's our Lachal Moshe Sinai. Chatos She'obra Shnosah, just like a Korban Pesach, has to be brought before its first birthday. If it's already 1 year old, it's Basal. So Chatos also has to be Bashnosah. If a Chatos is Obra Shnosah, as Magdish, an animal is a chatos, and then it was born, let's say, on Zayin Adar, and it comes Zayin Adar, it's already 1 year old. You can't be makrivit as a chatos. Chatos Shavash Nasa is Mesa. What do you mean, Chamash Chatos on Mesas? You have to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation. That Talacha Moshe Messina, strange din. So that Chatos Shavash Nasa is one chatos, she is kappa by Lea Bacheris. Let's say the same story happened that we said by Korban Pesach. He sets aside an animal as a chatos, he puts on a tag. This animal is a chatos and it belongs to me. He writes his cell phone number, his address, and then he got lost. And he wants to bring a chatos. He wants to get a kapara. So he buys another. He waits and he waits. He can't find it. Puts up signs. He lost his chatos. He can't find it. So he brings another chatos. And then he finds the old one. So the Gemara says, under certain, not in all cases, a chatos she'ovda, if it got lost and you found it, and you're makriv the other one instead, then it's Mesa, then you have to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation. So the Gemara said, that's the, those are two out of the five. Tmuras Chatos also, Vlad Chatos. Chatos is in a cave. So if a Mavish a Chatos, then it gives birth to a Vlad. So a Vlad Chatos is not Korev Chatos, so it's Mesa, you have to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation. So the Chamish Chatos are Mesas. So the Gemara is going to stand on the base. If you have a Chatos that's Tammuz, there is no din of Bal Te'acher. Bal Te'acher is, you have a korban, you're supposed to be makrivit. But if you have a korban that you're not allowed to be makriv, you're supposed to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation. That's not, there's no Bal Te'acher on that. So the Gemara says, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that there's no Bal Te'acher on Tmuras Chatas or on Vlad Chatas. It's a pasuk of korban. You're not allowed to be makrivit. It's Tomus. Okay, the Gemara is going to continue about this. There are cases where you have a korban that you're not allowed to be makriv. And then the Gemara is going to explain that there's no din of Bal Te'acher on that. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We will continue Lineda tomorrow with the Hemshah of the Gemara. Cheerful Gemara. Very good. Have a nice day, everybody.
Regarding.
Yes.
Sorry. Just regarding learning out for the Kiddush Hashem and so on. You know, from the Meraglim or whatever else, Apikurisim. Yeah. So some learner, the Yerushalmi learns out from a different pasuk, you know, by Yosef's brothers. Okay. So would that make a difference in that discussion?
Probably would make a difference, yeah. Probably
would make it. That's really the Iker Limud, it would seem.
Yeah, I don't know. Moshe says, Moshe assumes that we learn from the Meraglim and therefore Apikurisim. So Kasha Negris Moshe.
Yeah.
Good Kasha. Very good. Okay. Have a nice day, everybody.